It's not.
Okay.
It
it says
recording.
It's recording.
Yeah, you are legitimately recording
yay!
Right now.
I figured it out.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
That's easy. All you have to do is press the button and hope for the best.
Perfect. Okay, so this is Muri's holiday Christmas spectacular that consists entirely of Huntsman reacting to shit that I show him. Isn't
this.
That great? We have a special guest on. This is a voice actor from the quote-unquote Hallmark project that I've been co-producing with this guy, Eli. This is the voice of Howard, who is here talking in his normal voice, if you can believe it. And he's here to help me laugh at Hunt. Isn't that fun, Hunt?
Sure.
It's so much fun!
It's just fucking spectacular.
I want to preface this
by saying whatever she shows you, I may swap around voices. I'm sorry. It's just the way I do things.
Okay. So disclaimer at the head of this, because I'm recording, this is not a VA recording it. This will be raw and unfiltered, and you will hear my wonderful cats that roam the apartment. So behind the scenes. Also, it means that you're hearing Hunt's reaction in its pure, unfiltered form. And isn't that what everybody really wants this Christmas?
Well, I hear
what the fuck, audience.
look, all I'm thinking, just based on what I've heard from the two of you, is you want it raw, rough, and sticky. Now, that can mean different things to different people, but...
I feel like I'm going to want to take a shower with my clothes on after this.
You will. That's the point. Okay. So to warm up, I'm going to do, so there are going to be two items here that will be known to the audience. Outside of those two items, they will have the opportunity to react Hunt's reaction to the thing I'm showing him and guess. I have no idea what the prize is because I assume Hunt will decide that later and I've just sprung it on him now. So yay!
What the fuck, dude?
Holy anyway, shit, dude!
I didn't know there was going to be a prize. This is bull. No, fuck you. Fuck you and fuck the prize.
Whoa.
The prize could involve fucking.
What kind of language is that? They could be very impressionable children listening to this.
Okay,
I have several warnings before that.
So the warm-up is I'm going to rapidly fire off strange things that have happened in my apartment complex, and you're just going to hear Huntsman casually reacting to all of them. So this
now
is
that
one,
just sounds fun.
Yeah, so this is one of the ones that is the audience knows it. This is not up for a matchup. All right, Hunt, are you ready?
Hit me.
Okay, so at one point in one of the buildings, a prostitution ring was run out of the laundry room. At another point, somebody was evicted, and when the super went in to clean up, found a person standing quietly in the closet who then silently walked out of the apartment.
Oh, that is just beautiful.
In another building, somebody decided to tape dirty needles on the underside of doorknobs to try and stab people.
Yummy.
No, that's not cool.
In another apartment, there was an old lady. She was super nice. She disappeared for a couple of months, and there were two squatters living there. And then the landlord found out about it because they were quite quiet. The landlord found out and evicted them. And it turns out the little old lady had gone to the hospital where she died of stage 4 cancer. And the squatters just thought they could stay there. Continuing.
I have to ask this. Is this how you get squatter's law?
Yes, it is. Squatter's law. That is how I'm going to become a world leader, is I'm just going to enact squatter's law. Continuing, there were not one, but two fire incidents that have happened within six months of each other. The first one was in the apartment above me, where the dude put a pot of water to boil on a stovetop, left to his buddy's place, forgot it was on. It boiled all the way down, filled the entire building with smoke. So there are 3 fire trucks, 5 police cars, an ambulance on standby, and a bus on standby outside of the building. And they're going, trying to figure out the source. Well, next door is this guy, and he comes through. Firefighters ask, is it your apartment? And he goes, no, no, no. Anyway, he goes into his apartment, turns off the stove, throws the pot out the balcony, goes back to his buddy's place, again passing by firemen and police officers saying, no, 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 it's not mine.
Oh, my God.
Super shows up, opens up the apartment, and you can hear the firefighters on the radios going, it was fucking him. Anyway, buddy he was staying with is actually in another building in the complex, and he was cooking when a grease fire started, and he threw water on it, which made it worse, and it actually went up the wall and into the other apartment, causing $25,000 worth of damage.
It's a lot less money than I was expecting.
Yeah, the buildings are all made out of cement and metal, so I think that helped.
That'll do it.
Yeah, there is... Oh, yeah. So there's this random lady who lives in the basement who kind of keeps... She's essentially a drug dealer. So, like, people will drive up, stop outside of the building. She walks out, shakes their hand, and walks back in. But she's very polite about it. So
Is there like an apartment down there? Or is it just, like, homegirls living in the boiler room?
You know what? I've never actually seen if she's in one of the apartments or if she's in the boiler room. So, you know.
Well, fuck.
That's a question I'm going to have world, to answer now.
Yeah. Get back to me because I want to know.
Okay.
So is it one of those things where, you know, just the mystery of the woman is more than the actual act itself?
Yeah, it is. It totally is.
Yeah. You can't ruin the mystique on that one.
There is a random lady who does not live in the building who keeps asking all the tenants to try to get into the building to see her drug dealer, but insists that it's not for drugs, but we all know it is.
She preface it with that? Like, I'm not here to buy drugs. Let me in.
She might.
Brilliant. Flawless.
The only bachelor apartment in the building I'm in has a guy who is just, he's drunk all the time. Will comment on how all the women look and has in fact tried to grab me. He's also beat up the superintendent for doing his job just because he was that drunk. However, the drunk also claims to be an informant for the police. Jury's out on if that's true or not.
That's one way to... I have mixed feelings on this individual. I'm going to call bullshit on the informant though.
Why?
Part of it is gut instinct. Actually, you know what?
All I'm saying is play devil's advocate here. What better way to get an informant than to have somebody who is always seemingly intoxicated, seemingly out in left field? So then theoretically you can lower your defense mechanism and then all of a sudden get all the information you want. I actually think it's genius.
I mean... At that point, you might as well just fucking become a cop and go undercover. Like, you're trying too hard at that point. You're not an informant. You're just working for them. Like, you got, like, this whole, like, advanced operation planned. You got a fucking MO and a COA and all that shit.
Well, I mean, clearly, though, you got needles all around you. So, I mean.
Oh, my God.
You just got to be careful which doorknob you grab.
Exactly. According to police, there used to be several hard drug dealers, like hard drug dealers, not pot, not anything like that, like hard
like
drug
heroin.
Dealers. Yeah. And users who lived in the building. They used to. It's funny about drug users. They tend to not pay their rent. Anyway, when I found that out, that explained the mysterious knocking on the windows below my apartment at night when I first moved in. So.
Oh, how wonderful.
In another building.
It's not a ghost. It's just a junkie.
Yeah.
Up. Sorry, Merle. Sorry, I didn't know you were doing something. That's okay. I'm going to go back to sleep.
In another building, there was a stabbing in the stairwell. Not the hallway, not an apartment, in the stairwell.
Well, naturally, where else are you going to have it? I mean, geez.
Yeah, stairwell, you get a height advantage. That's where you got to stab somebody.
Yeah.
Stabby McStabs.
It brings the whole, it's over Anakin, I have the high ground, right, to a completely new meaning.
They were just trying to reenact that one scene from Revenge of the Sith. It just got a little out of hand.
Exactly.
They were both evicted, and you'll find out for obvious reasons. A couple, they lived in separate apartments, but they were dating, that would fight in the hallway at the top of their lungs at 2 a.m. for an hour all the time. All the damn time.
Oof.
And one bonus, not in the building, but in the neighborhood, there was a gunfight at the cemetery.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So gunfight at the cemetery. A, dibs on that band name. B, that's a great place for a gunfight. You have plenty of like waist-high cover everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a good shot, you can survive there forever. And then think about then just think about it.
Yeah, see that grave over there, and that grave over there, and that grave over there. Those are the graves of my enemies.
You just got to be careful if like there's like a fresh dig or something, because then you like, disturb dirt and all that jazz.
That's true.
All right. So you feeling warm now, Hunts?
Yeah, sure.
All right. So FYI, these are in no order. They are in random order on purpose so that it varies the level of horror I think you're going to have. So it could be an okay thing to look at where you're like, eh, and it could be, flat scrotum reaction. So there you go. All right, so turn your attention to the Discord, and once again I'm going to say, for the sanctity of your reactions, do not read what is in the link, just click and go.
Got it.
Here you go.
Yeah.
All right, and for the next one,
if people are going to guess that, I don't want to say what I want to say.
Oh, you can say it. That's fine.
Oh, hell yeah, brother.
What you gonna do, brother? Oh.
Okay, the next one is a video, but I want you to start it at 1 minute 35 seconds, okay?
1:35, got it.
All right, go.
I already don't like this. I can't. Hang on. There it is. I'm going to mute this. 1:35, you said?
Yep. You don't need the sound on.
Whether you think you can or you
fucking
think
you can. Actually, so fun fact, I have actually had one of these before.
But was it at this level?
No, it wasn't. Oh, God's above. I need a bucket.
Impressive, no?
And closing this bitch out.
You know what? Nope. I'm surprised you got him with two. Like, come on, Huntsy. I thought you were more excited than this. Like, just take a breath. And...
Okay, are you ready for the next one? All right, it's another video. You can just click and play, but do not read the link.
Click play. Is there any specific time you want this at?
No, you'll see.
Oh, shit. Ooh, yo, fuck that guy's house.
Isn't that beautiful, though?
That's, yeah, like, as terrifying, like, absolutely fucking horrifying as that is, that's just...
Wait. That is just that's one of nature's gifts, man.
It's returning to nature.
Yeah.
It's look, the houses are going back to their homes.
Exactly.
And in water.
All right, next one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I already don't like this.
But it's beautiful.
It is gorgeous.
It is. It's stunning. It really is. However, my...
Could you imagine being out there? Just looking at it?
Just you live? On the open water?
With all the things that want to eat you?
No, well, you're just... No, you're sightseeing.
No, yeah.
Alone in a boat with no supplies.
Yeah. It is beautiful. Like, I'll give it that much, but...
Wherever you are, I believe my heart will go on.
Oh God, Hunts, you need to do a script series for Titanic, where you're terrified of the water.
It would just be 13 and a half minutes of me going, ah!
It'd be so beautiful though.
I would be willing to provide background music for that. I'm just.
Oh God! Now you have to do it. Okay, next one. Just a pretty lady.
I don't believe you.
It's just a pretty lady.
What did she like? Look at that. I'm sorry. That's
nope. Nope. Mm-mm. Nope. Although I did see, so.
Okay. Logically, though, that is impressive.
I mean, logistically, that's amazing. However, no. Although I did see one of those ones where it was the complete. It made a complete sinus out of that.
Mm. Ooh. The next one may involve explanation as to what it is. I'm hoping you know what it is already, but if you need explanation, I'm willing to provide it. Okay?
Okay. Oh, I know exactly what that is.
Could you imagine if it worked on people?
They have an entire game about that, as a matter of fact.
But what if it was real?
What if it was real? Either I'm going to live or I'm going to die. Either way, I'm getting out of this. Either way, I'm getting the fuck away from it. Either I'm burning everything down around me or I'm becoming one of them.
One of us. One of us. Next one.
Ha! Nope.
It rubs the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again.
Absolutely the fuck not. Jesus Christ.
Okay. Oh. Next one. This is okay.
It's just a harmless mani pedi. What are you doing?
So this is a this is some like, you know, extreme sportsing stuff is the next one. So I think you'll enjoy this one.
Oh my God, I've seen this before.
It's just relaxing and calming. I don't know what you're talking about.
Look at how like tranquil everything is.
Yeah, it's
It's just peaceful.
Yeah. Do you or do you want not want a summer home here?
Oh God, and he's doing it fucking barehanded. Oh God's above. Ah!
All right.
Now I'm okay. Now that's fine.
Okay, this next one is the reason why you don't want to do drugs.
Crocodile?
You just need to see the picture.
Ay-ya! Azul! Oh, no! Nope.
Don't do drugs!
Oh. Don't do drugs.
I'm sorry, I have to say this.
Are you green with envy yet?
Oh, God, you're awful.
You are so fucking terrible.
Okay, next one. You're gonna have to click on it.
Oh, that is amazing.
Yo! Oh, nah!
fucking no. See,
that's the type of shit. That is a whole ass whale, okay? Don't ever mock me for being afraid of the fucking ocean when that thing could just fucking appear where I'm walking. No. Fuck you. No. I'm out. No.
Niagara Falls, Ontario is always a fun place to go. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, next one.
That's super fucking cool. That's a, I'm familiar with this procedure, actually, as much as I hate fucking looking at it. So occasionally they will do that, and in order to get the heart restarted, they just crack the chest directly open.
Oh, no. That's not what they're doing. They're removing something. Do you see it?
Jesus, fuck.
Yeah.
There are no words. That is beautiful.
All right. This one's a little longer, but I think you'll enjoy it. It's about getting relief.
See, with the stress of the holidays, this just seems like something we need. I'm just saying.
It is.
Yeah.
Oh, mm-mm.
Oh, you got to see it. Come on. You got to see the whole thing.
No, I'm... Why did I agree to this?
Because you love it.
You do. I do not. You love the attention you get.
Everyone's like, oh, Auntie, you're so cool. Look at that cow's ass. There we go. Yeah.
Did you get to the waterfall part?
Yes.
Okay, next one. It's another slightly longer one. You have to watch it till the end.
Oh God!
I love just how excited you get about this.
No.
Fucking. I'm just gonna skip around. Oh my God.
Did you get to the money shot? Did you get to the money shot?
Fucking bot flies.
All right. The next one is just a happy cartoon. So you have to do some reading. I feel
like you're going
to
show me Happy Tree Friends.
Oh, no. That would be too easy. So you have to read it.
Oh, so actually, I have a story about this. We had to respond to a suicide.
Sorry, what did you do to a body?
I didn't do anything to a body. However, they found one that had done that, and his fly was flying full mast when they found him. So they thought that maybe it was autoerotic asphyxiation.
Ah.
Nice.
Yeah.
But are you not reading? Are you not looking at the delightful little cartoon, though?
Oh, I am.
Right. You know what? It's time to throw the second thing that I'm just going to say what it is, because it is on a locked account.
Okay.
We've reached that point. You are going to be seeing two unrelated pictures and then a series, and I will say what it is after you react, okay?
Okay.
Can you dig it?
Can you dig it? Oh, nope! Fucking.
So you don't dig that?
No, so that
is a guy doing full suspension off of his scrotum.
Like, homie's hanging by his...
This is a guy who has filled his ball sack with, I think, almost 2 liters of saline.
Okay, that one. Why, I don't know why you do that to yourself.
And now, for the guy. Photo one in the series.
Nope.
Is this if you will notice, he has filleted his penis open. Now photo two in the series. I bet you're wondering where the penis went, right?
No, I don't want to know.
Oh, I bet you are. Because it went here. And then, last photo, he did this with it.
Mm. Oh, now he just overcooked.
Do you need water before we keep going?
I need to get the fuck out of here is what I need.
Just so you know, I will be deleting all the pictures and links after this is done.
I'm leaving the group after this. Are you kidding me?
So fuck I'll that. Shut the group down. All right. So would you like to tell the viewers what you saw?
Homeboy mutilated his junk. Homeboy mutilated his cock, cut it up, and then ate it with fucking chopsticks.
Oh, no. Describe the presentation. It's quite well presented.
Nope. Fucking, yes. This is some fucking Hannibal Lecter-esque shit.
He's got soy sauce.
Fucking bowl soy sauce. He's got, it's a whole fucking thing.
With rice.
Yep. He's got side dishes. Good for him.
All right, all right, all right. Next one. Do 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 do.
Oof. That's rough.
Yes. Speaking as somebody who's had something similar to that, but nowhere near that bad.
Is that a spur?
Yeah. Those are wart pillars.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's in the process of them being frozen off. Next one, you're gonna love it.
Oh God, it looks like a bad dragon.
Yeah, so that's something that can naturally happen to your body. This is why if something is growing on your body, you should go to the hospital right away.
Yeah, I don't fuck with anything I don't think is supposed to be there. Jesus Christ, it looks like it's even the discoloration makes it look like a fucking bad dragon.
All right. Love how much joy you get out of this. I will say that again.
I would really love it if somebody could just splice all of Hunt's reactions in a row for me. It would bring me so much joy. I'm actually laughing so much I'm crying.
I'm never doing this again.
Oh, but you need to do it in the new year. Yes, because there's going to be a list that comes out, which is the top 10 weirdest things doctors have removed from the body for the year of 2020. And I want to hear your reactions to those.
All right. That, just talking about the things that they've removed. Yes, absolutely. As long as I don't have to fucking see it.
Oh, no, You don't see it. I'll just be telling you about it. I ask you not to look up the list ahead of time, though.
No, I won't.
All right, next one.
I don't want that in my search history.
It's a hug.
Oh, nah. fucking.
Could you repeat that for the listeners?
It's like a fucking kaiju.
It's like, a happy it hug. Looks,
if you look at it from the side, it kind of looks like one of the warrior bugs from Starship Troopers.
Oh my God, it does. It totally does.
It does.
Does that make it easier to look at?
It actually did.
Aw, see? You're getting better. Growth. Growth is happening.
I don't want to get better.
Yes, you do.
I do not.
It actively sounds like you do. Wait. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm just seeing this from an unbiased perspective here.
No, you are biased.
How am I biased? Fucking,
because you shut up. Next one.
You have to watch this one.
What the fuck? Oh.
Did you know you could get stones there? That your body could form stones there?
No, no.
You can, but that doesn't make it any less horrifying.
Well, now I know, and I wish I didn't.
You ready for the next one?
Yeah. Oh, I've seen this before.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah. Doesn't make it easier, but I've seen that one.
And now for an epic tale. It's a short video. It's a short movie, really, about an epic story. And I do ask that you watch it till the end.
Just even the URL code seems wholesome.
Yes.
Reminds me of that movie Rubber.
Yep.
Oh, fuck.
Is it one of those?
Yep.
Wow. Oh, damn. They're dead.
They were doing so well.
Yep. Okay, so this is the reason why. So I don't have this problem as a biological woman. But you two, as biological males, might have this issue. And I feel that this story will educate you and keep you safe. So I feel I'm doing my part to keep you both safe. So you're welcome.
I don't trust you even a little bit.
The whole idea is not to trust her.
Fucking...
Oh, that's great. Look, I got a lovely message here that says you must be 18 plus to view this community.
Oh, no.
Oof. Yep. Is that a pit viper?
I'm informing you of dangers.
Well, I don't go outside enough to be concerned about whether or not I'm going to get fucking bit by something.
Okay, just hear me
out.
But
how often do you pee outside drunk?
Joke's on you. I don't get drunk often anymore.
Okay. Listen, just hear me out on this, okay? You become a famous voiceover actor, okay? You go to California. You're having a wonderful time. Maybe you have a few. Who knows? But it gets to be around, 12:30, 1 o'clock. You're staring out this huge orchard. And then all of a sudden... little tiny snake wants to make a friend. What do you do? What do you do?
Leave. Don't turn around. Just walk away.
Okay. Are you ready for the next one?
Sure.
All right. Here we go. It's nature. It's beautiful.
Everyone loves Marineland.
It's not threatening at all. I don't know why you're reacting this way.
So what's funny is that orcas are the only... there have been no documented killings of by orcas in the wild, as far as I remember. They're like... incredibly friendly, and it's not until we contain them in these small spaces do they start killing people because they're crazy.
The orcas are the people.
Yes.
All right. This is longer, but it has a really good payoff at the end, okay?
Payoff for you or payoff for him?
Actually, payoff in general. This is happiness all round.
See, there you go. Nice and happy.
Yeah. And it's got like, it's got instructions too. So if you don't want to turn the sound on, but it's beautiful. And it's got a punchline at the end.
Huh. That's crazy.
Did you get to the punchline?
No.
This is legitimately amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is actually really clever.
Yeah, and that's how he makes sure that the sound guy doesn't have a problem with his ball sack.
Oh my God.
See? I told you some of these would be nice.
These are tremendous.
Okay,
this is super cool.
And sadly, that is our third last one. So the second last one is coming up to you.
Oh, see, just even looking at this picture, you can see like serene grace. Like this is.
Hunty.
No. See, like, it's a great way to get fucking eaten.
But it's just calm and chilling. Peaceful, even.
It's one of those experiences you will never have again.
Yeah, you won't. You ain't going to ever see the sun again, either.
And what's wrong with that?
All right.
Poop, that's what.
Are you both ready for the final one?
Sure.
I love how it just sounds like you are bobbing up and down in your chair, just instantly waiting for it. Like,
I am.
Let me tell you.
Because what's going on in his head now, I can tell you right now, what's going on in his head is way worse than what I'm about to show him.
So do you want to just like delay it for a little while, let him speculate?
Yeah, what do you think I'm about to show for the last one?
I honestly don't know if you're about to show me more bodily mutilation or things to trigger my fear of the ocean. So it's, I know it's a very big wild card, and I'm not sure.
All right. Oh, and this one you can in fact read the URL, okay?
Because that means it doesn't reveal anything. I know what that means.
Here you go.
I don't know why, but it's not loading for me.
No! It needs to load.
Oh, yes, it does. Oh, yes, it does. Oh, it's glorious.
Isn't it beautiful? It's a work of art.
It's amazing. Like, that is absolutely incredible.
Has it loaded yet?
Mm-mm. I had to exit out and try. Oh, there we go.
That is amazing.
Oof. All right, that was good. I like that.
See, don't you trust me again?
No.
Oh, come on.
No.
Honestly, it's probably good advice.
Miri, I love you to death. I truly do. I will never trust you.
That's the thing. You shouldn't.
I have known you for like, what, 6-7 months now?
Almost a year. All,
oh my God, it is almost a year, isn't it?
Yeah.
Jesus. Holy shit. Yeah, like February. Oh my God. We've known each other like 10 months.
Yeah.
Actually, we just met tonight. I'm just saying. I know, right? I just blew your mind.
Time is weird. Oh, God. All right, I'm leaving the group.
Just think about all the wonderful things that she has made you see in 10 months.
Yeah. Oh, shit, you shouldn't have left the group.
Why?
Because I had a bonus.
Go back in, man.
I can't.
Let me add him back. I had a bonus one.
I didn't realize there was a bonus.
It's a song.
Yeah, it is a beautiful song.
It's a beautiful song.
Beautiful song.
Okay, I'm adding you in. Are you back in?
Yep.
Okay, let me see if it'll work.
It should be. Yeah, you just may have to.
Oh my God. Yeah. I'm glad I got a sample of this one earlier.
It is a gorgeous, beautiful, inspirational song.
Inspirational.
Yeah.
And because this
I gotta
one,
say,
are you listening? You're saying,
oh, I am. I was about to say it's beautifully edited.
And for the listeners, just so you know, it is a cover of Baby It's Cold Outside by The Joker and Eric Cartman. So you don't have to guess about this one.
This is chaos.
Isn't it beautiful? Like, I'm sorry. Like, this is
art.
Thank you.
Well and truly.
It is tremendous. I'm so happy that, you know, you got to enjoy it and celebrate.
Thank you for sharing that one with me.
Celebrate the holiday season with, you know, selfish 8-year-old, 9-year-old, and a homicidal maniac clown. I'm happy.
It's
gorgeous. Yeah.
And on that note, Hunty, would you like to say anything about this glorious holiday spectacular?
No.
Come on.
I regret giving you my Friday evening for this.
Regret is such a harsh word.
No, it's such an applicable word. I'm standing by it, and I am not changing my fucking answer.
Are you looking forward to the one that'll be happening in the new year?
Honestly, as long as I don't have to see pictures, you just tell me what was found, I'm good with that. Okay. My mom's an ER nurse, so I've heard stories.
Okay, because one of the things on the list from last year was they removed a bulb, a light bulb from the rectum, but it was bulb in and the bulb was intact.
Like, yeah, you told me about that. I did? Episode of Scrubs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now just screw it back in to see if it worked.
I don't know what they did with it after. I'm sorry.
Look, intact should mean intact and in working condition. We need to have these things sorted.
Well, this is true. All right. Well, from all of us at Miri's Happy Holiday Spectacular of The Huntsman Reacts, have a wonderful holiday season. No matter what you celebrate or where you are or how old you are or how sadistic you are.
Have a very happy holiday, everybody.
Hunty.
I'm gonna go to bed.